InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Spring has sprung and things are looking bright around our country and sadly not around the world. We're going to get into that, but I want to cover Trump's Easter address here. He's right next to the Easter bunny on his balcony like some sort of Roman emperor from times begone. Let's go to the clip.
Does he have a good voice or what? I think we're going to send him to the Met. We'll get a little commission, make a lot of money, because that man can sing. Thank you very much.
Pause
it. Not the first time we've heard him.
All right, we're going to be sending the rabbit to the front lines. Keep the Easter bunny up, please. We got to keep the focus on the Easter bunny. This is private Easter bunny now. We're going to make him a machine gunner, and we're going to put him on the beach. You know, if you're good enough to do the White House, if you're good enough to do these events, we're going to airdrop you onto Karg Island. Okay, keep playing it.
So today is a very special day. It's a day where we celebrate Jesus. It's a day where we celebrate religion. And
on,
it's an honor to be the president.
What if in real life that's like a hardened Navy SEAL under there ready to drink blood? Or better yet, what if Jeffrey Epstein is actually in the bunny suit? What if he is still alive? What if he got plastic surgery and they smuggled him into the White House now and this is another humiliation ritual? Wow. We have to consider these things now. We're the conspiracy people, right? But go ahead and play it.
If the United States, our country, is doing so well, like it has never done before, you'll see that very shortly. And things that we've done have not been done before. We've broken every record on the stock market. We've broken every record in our military. And what about the rescue that took place yesterday? What about that?
And pause it.
It's something that you rarely see.
And you see how unholy all this is? This is to like an audience of children that are holding painted eggs. And he's talking about the stock market. He's talking about the wars. He's talking about the pilot that we rescued, which is a great story. And I pray for that guy. I'm glad that he's back home. But he should have never been in that situation in the first place. This is real imperial stuff right here. Go back to the clip.
You know, they were giving me a briefing about that. And they said, normally, when you're in very hostile territory, and I don't think it gets much more hostile than Iran, they're capable fighters. They're very tough people. And there are others like that. You don't mind when the enemy is.
All right. We just point out the lies because he said that they only have BB guns and that they're obliterated and that they're destroyed. Suddenly, they're very tough. Okay. All right. Go ahead and play it.
Is weak, but that enemy is strong. Not so strong like they were about a month ago. I can tell you, in fact, right now, they're not too strong at all, in my opinion. But we're soon going to find out, aren't we?
Which one is it?
But when a thing like that happens, where a pilot shot down, in most instances, you're really not able to go in because you'll go in with 200 people and lots of jet fighters and helicopters, and you really don't have a chance. They get shot down. You lose 200. In order to pick up one, it's a horrible thing, but it's very rare that you can do it. And what we did yesterday is we picked up not one, we picked up two.
All right, I'm going to make the point my dad made on the show, which is an excellent point. If it costs this many resources, if it risks and endangers, and God knows how many people we actually lost in this operation, I'm sure that'll come out in the months to years to come. None of that's going to come out now because it's a matter of national security. If this is so bad, if rescuing one guy behind enemy lines is so bad, what happens when you commit thousands of troops to take an island or, God forbid, go on the mainland? I mean, come on. Really? We've lost dozens of aircraft so far. We lost two Reapers in this operation. I believe we lost helicopters as well. You can't do this forever. The exchange, they know. This is why 1,000 Iranians are willing to die to kill one American soldier or to take down one American plane or to blow up one American radar. They don't care. Because to them, their lives are cheap because it's what they believe in. And to us, our lives are very expensive because we don't want to lose what we have, right? And it's just the example I give so often of the rich man and the hobo. And the hobo wants what the rich man has because the hobo has nothing. The hobo doesn't care if he goes to jail. The hobo doesn't care if he dies. The hobo just sees that person with the wad of cash and is like, I'm going to use it to buy methamphetamine. It's that simple. Go back to the clip.
Keep the first one quiet, and we were able to keep it quiet for about a day, which made it a lot better. But those two pilots were incredible, brave, and we thank them. And we're going to be having a news conference today at 1
really
o'clock at the Oval Office, and we look forward to it. But I just want to say we have a great military. We're the greatest military, the most powerful military any place in the world. You saw what happened with Venezuela. And it's an honor. I built it in my first term, and I didn't know I was going to be using it this much in my second term.
Referring to the military.
My honor, and they're the greatest people on earth. Our warriors are the greatest fighters on earth. And they very much appreciate you and love you, and that's why they do it. So this is all about today. I must tell you, I came out and I expected we were going to be talking about farmers, and we love our farmers. We were going to talk about
so many different products.
But you know what they want to talk about?
We can give Argentina a $40 billion subsidy to keep their economy alive because they've essentially sold out their state to Israel. All right. They have a new like county or district that's going to be like 300,000 Israelis, and they've sold all their water rights to a state thousands of miles away from them. Like, make it make sense, make it work out. But they know by doing that, they're going to get the backing of the empire. We give them $40 billion. We can't give the farmers a $20 billion subsidy. He says it's too expensive. I mean, this is just incredible. Go back to it.
Sir, this is about eggs. Eggs. Because we have the egg farmers of the entire country here, and they are unbelievable. And if you remember, when I first got my first news conference
That's enough. He literally just goes on to talk about the price of eggs. Oh, it's so amazing. Everything else is more expensive, including eggs, but it's the cheapest it's ever been. He's like, oh, they wanted me to use plastic eggs. Can you believe it? I got real eggs because we have to have real eggs for the Easter celebration. And you have to examine that because, like, the chud, like, sees that as like, Trump ain't gonna let him use fake eggs. He's gonna make him use real eggs. And it's like, okay. Well, like, that doesn't improve your life, man. But, like, you think it's cool because, paper straws suck. That's basically like that's the strongest argument that Trump's making right now for his presidency is he doesn't like paper straws, basically, and that he wants to use real things instead of fake things in some sort of mock presentation of Easter. All right. And Easter is really about God and Jesus Christ and his resurrection. We didn't hear a whole lot about that, except in the context of the pilot crashing being Jesus. Except in the context of the pastors and the demon witch priestess Paula White laying hands and doing oogle boogle loogle speaking in tongues over Trump. Actually, you know what? I want to go to clip number three. Let's watch a little bit of that. Let's watch this deranged prayer. Let's watch clip number three.
Persians, the Iranians, were wanting to kill every Jew, woman, child, and do it.
You do know that according to Iranian law, the Jews have to have seats in parliament, right? You do know they're like an entrenched part of their government. They're actually a very loyal part of their population because they're treated well. I watched Max Blumenthal go over there and see their synagogues. Okay, there's 35,000 of them or whatever that live in Tehran. So the Persians want to kill every Jew, man, woman, and child alive. It's a freaking lie. People, it's a lie on its face. Do a little research, okay? Actually look at these countries and the people online, the people that call these people just like dirty Muslims or whatever. This is a 4,000-year-old civilization. This is not a joke. And Jews are a part of their civilization. They live there. So it's just deranged, completely insane, a lie on its face. And here's the thing. You could say, oh, well, they're well-meaning, the pastor or whatever, but he's misinformed. No. You invoke God's name in things. And this is why I'm so anti-Trump now. I have to come out against Trump is because I invoke God's name. I pulled a cross out of my shirt and I told people to vote for him the night of the assassination attempt because I thought he was anti-war. So if you're going to make a religious statement, if you're going to invoke God, be very careful about how you do that because I'm very sorry that I did that, right? But you're praying over a man that's killing children actively right now. Saying he's doing it to because the Persians want to kill every man, woman, and child alive. It's not true. Objectively not true. Go ahead and play it.
Persians, the Iranians, were wanting to kill every Jew, woman, child, and do it all in one day. But you raised up Esther to save the Jewish people.
Okay, so Esther is also the name of, like, the Israeli, like, PSYOP program or whatever, or, like, the programming campaign they run to get people to, like, accept the Hasbara and to, like, think that they're winning the war or whatever against Iran. Just a little point. Just want to showcase that to people. Go ahead and play it.
Father, we thank you. Today, the Iranians, the wicked regime of this government wants to kill every Jew and destroy them with an atomic fire.
Give me a break.
But you have raised up President Trump.
Every single line is a lie. We got Israeli state TV where they're giggling about using neutron bombs on Iran. Okay, so, like, here's the thing. These are just the servants of those people ultimately, right? But I'm at a loss for words now. Just go ahead and roll it.
You've raised him up for such a time as this. And Father, we pray that you'll give him victory. Yes. Father, we pray for our military that you'd watch over, protect them.
Yes. The only
Father, we pray
part
for the people of Iran who want freedom to be set free from these Islamic lunatics.
Maybe pray for him to stop dropping bombs on their head.
Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to take our sins, that he died and shed his blood on a cross for our sins, that he was buried. He took our sins to the grave, but you raised him to life. And Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. Father, protect President Trump. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we've had enough. All right, I'm going to contrast that right now with clip number 6. All right, get ready for this exchange. You think the hand of God is on Trump? Do you honestly believe that in the audience? It may be the hand of, infinitely weaker evil entity that wants to destroy all life on Earth, also known as the devil. Go ahead and play clip number 6.
I'd have them stand right.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the question. Deliberate attacks on civilian infrastructure violate the Geneva Conventions and international law.
Who are you with?
I'm with the New York Times. Zolan from the New York Times. Are you
failing?
Are you concerned?
Circulation way down at the New York Times.
Your threat to bomb power plants and bridges amount to
crimes? No, not at all. No, I'm not. I hope I don't have to do it. But again, I just said 47 years they've been negotiating with these people. They're great negotiators. And because they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. And if somebody that takes my place someday is weak and ineffective, which possibly that will happen because we had numerous presidents that were weak, ineffective and afraid of Iran, we're never going to let Iran have a nuclear weapon. And if you think it's okay for people that are sick of mind, that are tough, smart, and sick, really sick, from a policy standpoint, from a standpoint, any which way you want to say, mentally, these are disturbed people. If you think I'm going to allow them, and powerful and rich, to have a nuclear weapon, you can tell your friends at the New York Times, not going to happen.
Quiet.
You no longer have credibility at the New York Times because the New York Times said, oh, Trump won't win the election, and I won in a landslide. I won every swing state. New York Times said, won't win the election.
Okay, you want to talk about deranged sick people and behavior. This is deranged, okay? This is Biden stuff. You're talking about the election. You're like, oh, you're fake news. You can't ask me a question in response to them asking, like, hey, are you going to target civilian infrastructure? You see in the Geneva Convention, this is a war crime. But this is the divinely blessed administration. This is also known. I want to remind people of this. This is the peace president. Okay, look, this president of peace, he's gathering power right now in his heathen ritual. There's nothing Christian or spiritual about this. Look, the demon witch priestess, High Jezebel, Paula White, dressed in red like Lucifer, chanting, mumbling, bumbling under her tongue the names of the various lesser and greater demon hosts that she's familiar with in the underworld. Okay? I can't do this anymore. I can't sit here and tell you guys that this is normal. This is sick and deranged. This is everything we saw under Biden and more times 10. It's even worse because he's conscious of it. He's excited about it. He's having fun doing it. Okay, but I'm going to go ahead. I want to show you guys clip number 5, Trump spoils of war.
Are you allowed to, or are you willing to end this conflict with Iran charging tolls for passage through the strait?
Us charging tolls?
Iran.
What about us charging tolls?
Is that something you're considering?
I'd rather do that than let them have them, right? Why shouldn't we? We're the winner. We won, okay? They are militarily defeated.
Okay, we won. They're militarily defeated. We will charge a toll through this strait. We will make money off of it. All just total lies. Just flat out. And I want to go to this now. Can we pull up Iran's response to 15-point plan? It's a tweet. It's a tweet. And once we get this up on screen, I'm going to read this to you guys. They're not militarily defeated. They just blew multiple aircraft out of the sky. All right, they just humiliated us yet again. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. Okay, breaking. Iran has delivered its highly anticipated 10-point response to the U.S.'s 15-point peace plan. Iran's 10-point plan includes a guarantee that Iran will not be attacked again, permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire, into Israeli strikes in Lebanon. They are carpet bombing, destroying, demolishing, demolitions all over Lebanon, a million people displaced. Lifting of all U.S. sanctions on Iran, into all regional fighting against Iranian allies. In return, Iran would open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran would impose a Hormuz fee of $2 million per ship. Iran would split those fees with Oman. Iran would provide rules for safe passage through Hormuz. Iran to use Hormuz fees for reconstruction instead of reparations. President Trump's deadline for a peace deal with Iran is 25 hours away. Wow. So the English term for this, and we like to use good nomenclature, is worlds apart. Okay, the two parties are worlds apart, and one's making a claim, the other's making a claim. One's currently backing up the claim by keeping the strait closed and bombing military bases, bombing Gulf state oil infrastructure now like they did last night. One state has that win condition. The other side's win condition is regime change, right? That's Trump's goal. That's Netanyahu's goal. They ultimately stated. What did it say in this here? This is the latest one. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, see, this is the goal of the United States, but the United States Israeli Empire is not going to be able to get this because it's a headless horseman. As my dad described, it's all run by their regional commanders. It's decentralized. It's designed so that if one block fails, you just replace it with another. It's very smart military engineering. All right. Let's go ahead and go to this Joe Kent article, all right, from the New York Post. New York Post conspiracy theorist Joe Kent promises disturbing Iranian propaganda or promotes disturbing Iranian propaganda, claiming U.S. tried to kill stranded soldier. So let's take a look here. And the reason why we look at obviously biased articles like this is in an effort to see through the cracks and see what's really going on here. Conspiracy theorist and ex-National Counterterrorism Center boss Joe Kent has been called out for promoting wild Iranian propaganda that suggested the United States was actually trying to kill a downed American airman just hours before he was dramatically released. Okay, so let's look at Lebanon real quick as an example of the foreign policy that we've begun to adopt. All right. The Israeli ambassador to the UN comes out and says, yes, targeting civilian infrastructure is legitimate. We can do it as much as we want. And then we see ourselves, the Americans, we blow up the schools, we blow up the bridges. We're doing just like them. And this is exactly like that. They have something in Israel called the Hannibal Directive. And that means to them, you know, they can recover a dead body. They can't ultimately recover a living hostage. It's much more convenient for them to off their own people that are in a bad situation. And you can look at a lot of the stuff that happened on October 7, a lot of the so-called collateral damage from the IDF that really was, in my belief, speculation, the result of the Hannibal Directive. Okay, going back to the article, Kent, who abruptly resigned from his Trump administration post last month in protest over Iran, got into a war of words with CNN's Jake Tapper on Monday after the former counterterrorism honcho was called out for peddling the false claims. That's what they say. He had shared an article from Iranian state media over the weekend that claimed the U.S. was actively bombing the same area where the missing airman was believed to be. The pro-regime outlet was reporting that the Trump administration had lost hope of finding the American soldier and was now trying to kill him before he could be captured by American forces. Kent shared the post before President Trump revealed hours later the crewman had finally been rescued in a daring operation behind enemy lines. Tapper, for his part, was quick to ridicule Kent's nonsense post, arguing the theory hadn't aged well. Okay, so, and this is the whole thing, and everyone on this side, I want to make this point right now, everyone on this side that is pro-war and supports these causes, they are ecstatic, and they are so happy when they prove us wrong, quote-unquote, and something good happens instead of something bad happens. We're sitting over here, and this is how you can know we're correct in being anti-war. We're sitting over here going, great. We love it. We're glad that was bad information. We're glad the pilot is home safe. Of course we are. It's not a sick game to us. It's an actual real-life situation that we want to stop as soon as humanly possible. This isn't a theoretical for the Americans struggling in the rapid economic decline and rising gas prices. This isn't a theoretical for the Iranian children, dead, maimed, missing limbs, missing eyes, deaf, blind, dumb, whatever you want to say, TBI. This isn't a theoretical for them. It's not a theoretical for all the people in the global south that rely on the Strait of Hormuz for energy, all of our allies, all of our partners. I mean, you just take a look at the EU. What's happened in the EU is truly bonker town. So they've been waging economic warfare with our help on Russia for the past half decade longer, of course, but really intensely half decade, especially since the Ukraine war started. And you take a look at what's going on there. The Ukrainians, really us, we blew up Nord Stream 2, which was the cheap pipeline connecting Germany to Russia and giving the manufacturing heartbeat of Europe its pulse. We removed that. We made them buy oil, LNG from us at three times the price. And now, because the strait is shut down, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. And they're talking to Russia now. They're talking to Iran. Like, they need to find a way for their civilization to survive. And as backwards and as broken and twisted as they are, they look at us. They look at what's going on here. There is no plan. And it's really the two neocon power blocks. You have kind of the old Cold War entrenched class. And those are the people that want the forever war with Russia and blah, blah, blah. And that's the great enemy. That's the great threat. That's really kind of out of style. What's resurging now, and we've always talked about this on the network, of course, China is an opponent of the United States, just outwardly. What's appearing now is the fight over the Middle East and the erasure of Israel to regional or global hegemon status, at least locally there in the middle of the world, eventually preparing for the fight against China. So that's the power block that's in control now. That's the grand Machiavellian scheme. And ultimately, like, why do we got to be so crazy? Why do we all got to run around all these various different nations? They all do it too, but us primarily. Why do we got to run around the world and make things worse for everyone? Well, why can't we just have happy time? Why can't we just all go to the gas station? Like, I would like for us to move past an era of just wanting to kill each other all the time for no reason because the old people said so. Because Epstein's friends on TV, literally, Epstein's friends go on network television and tell you you're supposed to support this conflict. Epstein's friends tell you what to think and what to do. I'm not Epstein's friend. I never knew Epstein. I spit on Epstein. So why not listen to me? Why not listen to someone like my dad? Why not listen to someone like Harrison? Why not listen to somebody like Owen? Why not listen to all of us, right? Because we're new media, we're alternative, we're outside of that old power block and that old system. And like, that's just why I'm so proud to be able to sit here in the studio with you today. So we got a minute 20 left on the clock. Okay, I'm going to take calls next hour. I want to get through a few more things here on my sheet. I'm staying good. I'm pacing here. I got enough material. But I want to hear your calls relating on the Trump Easter situation. All of it, whatever one of the tweets you want to pull out, whether that's the regime change tweet, the praise be to Allah tweet, any of that, all of it. Look, we got the Easter Bunny in the field. It's all good. He's getting they're going to fight. This is what we demand. This is what we want to see. But call in if you got an opinion on it. I'll read the number when we come back on air. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I want to remind you, go to thealexjonesstore.com for all your favorite deals. And there's the call in number. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give me a little while. We're going to play a report. I'm going to come back to you and your calls I love you. Stay with me. We got more hard-hitting information coming up. As always, I'm your host, Rex Jones. If you want to find me anywhere else, I'm on Rex Jones News on Twitter. I got a show called The Gray Area. Actually, I'm going to talk about the future of this show coming up next. Thank you very much.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.